We're joined now by Sharon Flake, one of the top writers in America. Sharon is a writer of great versatility, and her debut novel, The Skin I'm In, 1998, follows 13-year-old Malika Madison, who's teased about the color of her skin and her homemade dresses. To end the bullying, Malika tries to befriend her tormentors, and she learns that trying to fit in is not the best way to make people like you. And Flake's work has been well-decorated, 3 times named the Coretta Scott King Award winner, and it is a pleasure to talk with you, Sharon Flake, and we have a new venture that you are discussing, but you've had quite a ride, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show for the first time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim. I do have a new book that comes out today, The Life I'm In, that is the follow-up to Skin 22 years later, and it features the bully, the nemesis, from The Skin I'm In.
And, in The Life I'm In, which is the book we're talking about, readers follow Charlize Jones with her raw, blistering voice, speaking truths that many girls face, offering insight to causes and conditions that make a bully. And it is a fascinating story of Char boarding a bus to nowhere, where she's lured into a web of human trafficking. Tell us more.
You know, I realized once I started doing research that there were some elements about Char's life that sort of made her vulnerable to trafficking. She had failed school a couple of times. Her parents were deceased, and she had still been grieving for many years. Her sister was throwing house parties so that they could earn money, and it was the best that she knew how to do. Char ends up on a bus because her sister finally says, "I think our grandparents can do better with you."
Go ahead. Well, you were on this subject of bullying long before it became such a common theme. Do you speak from or speak and write from personal experience?
I don't. Many people think that I do. So kids think I've been bullied. I wasn't bullied, but I always felt small and sort of little. So I know what it feels like to sort of feel like an underdog. So as a writer, you can write from experience. You can write from research. You can also write from a point of great empathy. And it's something that I bring from to Char's character. Right? She wasn't a girl that I liked a whole lot in the first book, but Char has so many great strengths about her. So many people cared about what happened to her. And then there's the whole issue of trafficking. Girls primarily are affected in women. It's a $99 billion business globally. Many of those are women, right? And many of those are girls. Trafficking is about labor. Trafficking, people who decide, well, we want to force you to work in the coal mines or the diamond mines. It's about boys being trafficked, right, as kid soldiers, and about sex trafficking as well. And so I wanted to delve into that situation. And this book becomes about that, which is some really interesting, tough subjects. But at the same time, it's also about resilience. Right, it's about second chances. Char gets on that bus and decides, in a way, she wants a second chance. She wants to be different. She's 16. She's a kid. I never want the reader to forget that. But she doesn't know how to do that. And so she's on her own for a while, and she's doing okay almost. And then Anthony shows up, and he is a predator, a trafficker. They are out there. They come from all kinds of communities.
The book is The Life I'm In, and as you hear from Sharon Flake, who exploded onto the literary scene 22 years ago with an internationally acclaimed novel, The Skin I'm In, it's about Charlize Jones, Char, and it is a fascinating account of life. And Sharon grew up in the great city of Philadelphia, and I'm sure you were influenced by your roots. When did you decide that writing was your thing?
I decided writing was my thing when I was in college, and I went to college to be a doctor, but I kind of sucked at that, right?
Yeah.
And so I was taking writing classes, and I realized I had a gift for that, and that I really came from a family of storytellers, like a lot of people probably from Louisiana do as well.
Yeah, and you went to the University of Pittsburgh, right?
I went to the University of Pittsburgh. I ended up working at the University of Pittsburgh, but in between there, I worked with kids in foster care and young people who were in, like, sort of a group home facility.
And your writing was stimulated a great degree when your daughter Brittany was born. That had a big impact, didn't it?
You know, I started to really hunker down and get serious, like on a regular basis when she was born. I tell people Brittany entered the world dark brown and beautiful. And from that moment, I started writing and telling her stories about dark-skinned girls who could fly and solve crimes. And that eventually led to The Skin I'm In, which is not her story. She was about seven when I started writing it. But she was the inspiration.
Well, people like me, white people, even in the South, often don't appreciate the variations of skin tones for people of color. And that affects culture as well, as you've noted, to some degree.
It does. I mean, we look at that skin tone and valuing lighter skin more than darker skin really comes from the country being colonized, the world being colonized. It's an issue for Black Americans, for Latinx people, for people from Indian culture abroad. So it's a big, big issue. And having conversations about it helps tremendously. What you may not know, Jim, is even though The Skin I'm In is about a dark-skinned girl who gets picked on, it's also about her finding her voice. And I was surprised in the beginning when it got published where all of these children from all these backgrounds started coming up to me, white kids and Latinx kids and Asian kids, saying, this is my story. And that was proof to me then that a story that is not about where you live and not about you can also be your story and reflect your truth as well.
Well, it is impressive that you have stayed the course. And those of us of a certain generation, in which you and I are both baby boomers, it's nice that you're continuing to do this, and you're back with a big one, The Life I'm In, a sister novel to The Skin I'm In, 1998. Why did it take 22 years?
You know, it takes as long as it takes. You know, I did a lot of other writing in between. I helped out with family in between, and people kept asking me to do it, and frankly, I was afraid to do it. I just thought, it was such a big hit. There were like 1.5 million copies of The Skin I'm In. It sold on 6 continents. I was afraid to do it. I thought, I'm going to get this wrong and everybody's going to hate me.
Well, we.
But there was the back of my head, there was this, if I did do it, it would be about Char and sex trafficking and human trafficking. Because I think we need to have those conversations. I think about Fred Rogers a little bit with this book, believe it or not, when he said, look for the helpers. So I want young people to look at literature in this book and think about there are helpers out there, right, when you get in trouble. There are people that help Char.
Well, thank you, Sharon G. Flake. The book is The Life I'm In. Back tomorrow, we'll be talking about what happened in Georgia, of course, and we'll hear from Hiller Moore about crime in Baton Rouge. Terrible year in 2020. Signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and from Vantage Health Plan. Till tomorrow, stay safe and stay tuned.